Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Sharla Howard, Debbie Stanton, and Millie Youngquist, who are on the committee, speaking about a hotel-motel tax. A special election is going to be held here in Washington August 1st. Can you explain what the item is on that special ballot?
This is Sharla Howard. I'm serving on the committee to promote the passing of the referendum for a hotel-motel tax for the city of Washington. So on August 1st, the city residents can go vote to approve the referendum for a hotel-motel tax. And I think it's important for the citizens to understand that this is not a tax that they will pay. This is a tax that people who are visiting Washington and utilizing the lodging from the motels to the night suites, they are the ones who will be paying this tax.
And is this something that you see elsewhere in the state?
Yeah, absolutely. This is Debbie Stanton. I'm also a member of the committee here. Yeah, in fact, just about every community our size has this in place. So that's really what I like to tell people is, you know, if you travel at all, you're used to paying this. If you go to almost any community in Iowa or, you know, throughout the country, you're paying a hotel-motel tax. And so really, we're just not recouping that. So we're sending all of our hard-earned money out into other communities, but we're not keeping it here in Washington to benefit Washington, which is exactly what this would do.
And Millie, you're on the city council. Can you explain how the funds that would be gathered through the hotel-motel tax would be used?
They would be collected by the hotels and Doce Suites, sent to the state. Then that money would come back. And actually, there's going to be a special fund. The funds will be held by the city in a special account. Then what our proposal is that there will be a committee that will actually administer these funds. The committee would be made of people, representatives of the city, of the Chamber of Commerce, and then there are just spots just for anybody in the community that's interested. We would meet and decide what those funds would be used for. By law, at least half of the money has to be used for tourism and promotion. We propose that all of the money will be used for tourism promotion, also community promotion and improvement. After the committee has come up with their recommendations, that will go to the city council for final approval. And I think we will have good oversight of these funds. And I think the money will be used as intended. Plus, the City Council and the Chamber of Commerce it's on our list of things we want to do. This is a goal of ours to have this hotel-motel tax finally in place in Washington, Iowa.
And I think it's important to also mention that this will be an ongoing process. So it's not like we're coming out of the gate with defined projects. What we have to do through the years is each year come up with a project or two or three and then take that earmarked money and apply it toward the projects. So if people think, well, what are your ideas? What are you going to do with this money? First of all, we have to start generating the money. And so if the referendum passes, it will begin January 1st of 2018. It takes a few months to start generating any of that revenue. And during that time, we can start, you know, spearheading and brainstorming and figuring out how we're going to actually utilize those funds each and every year.
Yeah, definitely the promotion piece is important, though. So we've talked a lot in our committee meetings about things like, you know, just getting Washington more out there as far as advertisements of the community, you know, billboards, things like that.
That's been today's Washington Page with Sharla Howard, Debbie Stanton, and Millie Youngquist speaking about a proposed hotel-motel tax in Washington. This is part one of a two-part interview.